They compete hard on the field and play to win. But in real life, they serve a greater purpose.
It's more than a game.
Welcome to Faith on the Field Show with hosts Rob Motti, Doug Horton, and Pastor Kyle Horner on 610 Sports ESPN Radio.
And welcome to Faith on the Field Show presented by Eastern University, 610 Sports ESPN Radio. I'm Rob Motti with Doug Horton. And Pastor Robert Pinkney is in for Pastor Kyle Horner. Welcome back, Pastor Rob.
Great to be back.
Man, it is good to have you here. Pastor Rob is was the Phillies chaplain for how many years?
Oh, man, it's been that long.
Yeah.
But it's great to be back. Great to see you guys. Miss you guys. Miss you down in Florida this year, Rob, but it's good to be back.
Man, the Lord called you to do new things,
and we
could talk about that a little bit later on in the show. We have two special guests today, and first off is going to be Brandon Cooks, the star wide receiver who spent last season with the New England Patriots, recently traded to the L.A. Rams. He's going to join us briefly. When I say briefly, it's pretty brief, huh, Doug?
Real quick.
Short but sweet.
Right?
Short but
yeah.
sweet. But we're also going to talk to Casey Phillips. She is the Tampa Bay Buccaneers reporter for the team website. So she's going to be on a little bit later on as well, right after the first break. Our theme today is going to be shooting arrows. Shooting arrows, Doug. You know what I mean by that?
I do, Rob.
All right, cool.
Yeah.
It's going to be a good topic.
Shoot a bow and
arrow? I never shot one.
Just not for real. I have a lot of guys that hunt.
Yeah,
you know, like a little archery at a camp or something
okay.
like that. You know, you're shooting at like a hay bale or something like that. But, you know, I have a lot of friends that have crossbows or actually hunt with bow and arrow.
Nice.
And that's pretty legit. But have you ever shot a gun?
One time I went to a shooting range. My cousin is a cop in Philadelphia. So only once I went to a shooting range with him. This might have been 15, 20 years ago. Didn't know what I was doing. Hit a bullseye by pure luck.
Dropped the gun and walked away.
Yeah, completely. Had no idea. It was so loud. So never did it before. Never planned to do it again.
Really? Because that's on my bucket list.
Is it?
I think that would be a cool afternoon maybe to go to a shooting range and kind of take some shots. I don't know. I've never done it.
I think maybe we can work on that.
I think we should do it. Little guys tonight. Robert, you join us, right?
I never shot a gun in my life.
All right, this is we gotta play up. You know, Rob, I know you talk about man up and a man card, right? I guess maybe we need to shoot something.
As long as it's at a gun range and nothing too serious and nothing too out of the ordinary. But so the theme shooting arrows is going to be based on Psalm 144:6. It is Brandon Cook's favorite Bible verse, and he's going to tell us about that a little bit later. But in that verse, David says, send forth lightning, scatter the enemy, shoot your arrows and rout them.
Wow.
And all of us face issues. We all face troubles. We all have dilemmas. We all have problems. We all got stuff, basically. We got stuff that we need help with every single day. It could be something small. It could be something big. It could be like getting up on time, just making it through traffic to get to work. Getting kids off to school is getting more and more of a cumbersome task. And it could be like tons of big issues that we always deal with, whether it's just paying the bills, health situations are a little bit more serious, unemployment for some people, addiction for so many, anxiety, depression, all kinds of big things that we all have stuff that we're going to need help with. And too often we try to deal with it or cope with it or figure it out on our own. We think we're going to find a way. We think we're going to get through it. We think, I don't need no help. We think we're good. But in that psalm, what did David do? What did King David do when he needed help? He asks God, the almighty power. He asks God, the almighty power, to intervene in a mighty way. He asks God to send lightning to scatter the enemy. He asks God to shoot arrows and destroy them. I got to tell you, David here is pretty brazen.
Yes.
You could say, what gives him the audacity to think that God cares so much about his troubles that he's going to go out of his way to take care of those problems? But the truth is, David knew, and many of us would do well to know this, is that God cares about every aspect of our lives.
Yes.
There's nothing too little for the Lord. There's nothing too big that he can't handle. Jesus says in the Gospels, he says, our hair is numbered, so do not be afraid. Imagine that. Our every individual hair on our head is numbered. So when we face these daily problems, when we face the stuff that we have to deal with on a daily basis, whether it's big, whether it's small, we don't have to do it alone. We don't have to fight these battles or fight these enemies or fight these troubles or tackle these adversities. We don't have to do it on our own. If we have faith like David did, if we are audacious enough, we could just turn to the Lord and ask him to shoot his arrows. So those are the arrows I want to shoot. Those are the arrows I want to encourage people to shoot.
You know, it's funny that you say that David's audacious to be able to say that, to call on God at that point. But I think it's just the opposite, to think that we can handle everything ourselves. You know, we get into that prideful situation and we're trying to handle everything, and we kind of go through the day and we're saying, I got this, I got this, I got this. But in reality, when we let our guard down, we say, God, I want you to take care of this. I think we face troubles at times where we have to call on God at that point. But I think the more mature Christian, and the more that you try to apply God's word to your life, you do that with the little things. You know, right. Like you said, Robbie, like going to work, just the relationship with people at work, how you respond to, you know, your coworkers or the people that you're surrounded with, yes. Even your friends, your family, let alone the bigger troubles that we face on a daily basis. So I think maybe that's a good practice, is to really turn to God on the small things, mm-hmm. and then let him take care of the big things, right? So it's a little bit of practice time.
Now,
right?
When you say small things, what are the small things you're talking about?
Like, yeah, just your your daily life, your habits that you handle every single part of your day. You know, sometimes we think, now, Rob, you got some news we'll probably talk about later.
Yes.
You know, some changes in your life. Those are big things that happened in your life. But how about just the daily activities of, you know, you get up for breakfast and you're sitting with your wife and not having that little cranky attitude, either, you know, and you're a little bit. So, Rob, I'm talking to Rob Pickney, not Rob Noddy, right?
So they got two Robs, Rob and Rob.
I know we never
But you're right. But I mean, these big things and small things, even I've been on this new intermittent fast diet, so I'm doing it every other day because you can't do it. So
really?
It's kind of messing up with my system.
Yeah,
right?
It will.
So at some point, like, I'm running the bathroom a lot. I don't know why. So I get in the car and I got a long ride here, man. And I'm like, I don't want to need to have to go to the bathroom. Who am I calling on? I call on the lady. It's a little thing, right? In the grand scheme of life, it is a little thing. Hey, God, help me get there without having to pull over and do something on the side, you know? But it's the little things, that small, that tiny, that minute. If we're in that habit of always relying on him for everything, if we're giving him all our thanks, we're thanking him for all our blessings daily, day in and day out, for every little thing and small thing that he's blessed us with, why not ask for every little thing to have help with?
It's a great topic, Rob. Let's put another little twist on it, since we can continue on that topic. Right? What if God says, you know what, Rob, I want you to pull over and I want you to go into this restaurant real quick because I'm not going to let you get there in time, right? So we might think, man, you're like, this is rough. I know this is a great topic.
This is a man's topic.
Exactly, right? So maybe God's got a different plan. So I think at that point, it's still turning it over to him, not being like, oh, man, I couldn't believe that I have to do this. Right? And we become inconvenienced by it.
Right.
I had a long ride to Florida. Let me tell you, I had to pull over a lot of times.
God bless you.
And there were a lot of times where I was asking, get me through to the next exit.
I love how you act like this is something new, right? So it's really not. If you know Rob, it's not anything new. But
I will consider that a big thing. That's not small. Going to the, you know, running to the restroom back and forth, that's a big thing.
You think?
I think that's major.
I guess when the alternative is what it is.
Yes, I think that's major.
It is a big thing.
You know, Rob, I had one of those moments, not those moments, but a moment this morning. Because we have a big week coming up. Mm. You know, next week we have a live show with Philadelphia Eagles, Zach Ertz, and Jordan Hicks at Eastern University. So it's Wednesday, April 18th. It's going to be a great show. So all the tickets are gone. We are doing a couple online social media contest, so you can get some tickets. So if you're listening, you know, make sure you let us know.
Check it out and apply because the event, it is a free event. It's sold out, though. I mean, free tickets are going to go really fast, right?
Right.
They went really fast.
They did.
But we still have some tickets that we're making available. And you have to follow. But, Doug, they got to follow everything it says in that Facebook post and that Twitter post, Instagram. You got to like everything, right? You got to like them
like
all.
Like our page, share it
them.
Out. Yeah, comment a little bit. You know, we just want to drive our social media a little bit, and so we appreciate you guys participating in that. We'd like to reward you with some tickets, you know, with a contest. But, you know, as we get closer to that, I get a little stressed.
Of course.
And I had a moment this morning, full transparency, I was in the shower. Right? So, I mean, we're being
honest.
It's a good
time to have a moment,
right? So I'm just sitting there thinking, I'm like, God, I need a timeout. I need a timeout right now just to kind of pause and let me refocus. Yes. Not to be so stressed, not to think about all the stuff I got to do for today, not to prepare and just keep running. Let me take a breath. Let me think about it. And let me just turn this over to you, because really this is your show. This is you know, I want to live for you. And, you know, it makes you feel a little bit better, too.
Yes, it does.
It takes the pressure off yourself and thinking, I got to do all this.
Yes.
And, you know, maybe we just need to do that. Take a little timeout and take a breath before we could try and do everything ourselves.
And you said it was in the shower this morning, and I think it's very important how you start your day. Because if you start your day in the Word, you start your day in prayer. Yes. I think the first 60 seconds of your day, the first minute of your day might set the tone for everything else you're doing that day. So if in the first minute, I try, and I fail at this often, but I try in that first minute to thank God for waking up and thank Him for another day before I reach to see what time it is. Because if I reach for my phone, and I think it would be a lot better for me if I put a big clock up in the room. This way I don't have to reach for my phone. Because then you reach for your phone. And if you reach for your phone, then you're going to be distracted by social media, emails, text messages, everything else. And then if you're the person who first thing in the morning reaches for your phone and you're looking at it and you're going, what'd they say about me? Did they like my picture? Did they post about this? How many comments did I get? Now you're looking, and this is a whole other show and a whole other topic about validation and what other people say about you. But that sets the tone for your day if there's negativity in your mind that enters your mind. So if you begin the day, if you start your day off with thanksgiving to the Lord, and then help, asking for help for whatever lies before you for that day. Because, hey, if King David was audacious enough to ask God to scatter lightning and shoot forth arrows, I think we can ask him too.
Guilty as charged, Rob. So that was something I was really struggling with. I got a new phone, and I got all my Twitter notifications. I got my emails. Everything's popping up. I'm loving it, right? But it is a distraction. And so not that I'm doing it every single day. I try to, and I've done well for a couple days, couple weeks, and then you fall right back into
it.
You know, but I try and say before I click on any of those notifications, before I check any social media, I got to go to my Bible app and just do a quick devotional.
It should be some kind of app that you could put on your phone.
It's like, the first one that comes up. You have to unlock your phone with it, maybe.
Like,
right?
Come on.
Have that be the first thing that you hear. Have that be the first thing that you do. Something you got to give Thanksgiving. We've gotten into a habit recently since we came back from Florida. The girls will get up, and one of them will come over to the room, and she'll climb in bed. Then the other one will come in, and she'll climb in bed. So they're my alarm clock.
That's your alarm clock.
That's my alarm clock right there. Thankfully, since they haven't started kindergarten yet, and it's still preschool, and they go in the afternoon, it's 9:30, 9:45.
Oh,
so I've been able to sleep a little bit. Mm. But it is my favorite thing to do in the morning. They're laying there. They get in bed. Give them all a hug. Give Remy a hug, and we all pray together. We say we thank the Lord for this day, and then that's how you begin your day. That's how you start your day, and that way, if you encounter something, you gave thanksgiving to the Lord. You are faithful. You are putting all your trust in Him. You are putting all your faith in Him. You need Him to scatter the lightning and shoot forth those arrows. Man, call on Him like King David. Before we get to the break, though, since it was a quick interview, let's hear from Brandon Cooks. Brandon played his first three seasons with the Saints. He spent last year with the Patriots. He was recently traded to the LA Rams, along with a fourth round pick for a first rounder and a sixth rounder. The Patriots are stacking those picks just in case they want to make some trades on draft day.
The Rams are looking good though too.
Yeah, they sure are. They're going to be a big challenge in the NFC. Cooks has had three straight 1,000 yard seasons. He is a deep threat who's going to fit nicely in LA in Sean McVay's offense with Jared Goff. He only had one catch though in the Super Bowl, Doug, against the Eagles, and it went for 23 yards. But Malcolm Jenkins knocked him out of the game with a crushing hit. That was a big loss for the Patriots. We know that the Eagles won that game. I remember I specifically asked Tom Brady afterwards what that loss was like, what it was to lose Brandon Cooks, big part of your offense. You lose him. Obviously, it was an offensive game. Defense didn't do anything on either side, but the Eagles got that one big stop. The Patriots couldn't. Brandon Cooks is that kind of playmaker, that kind of guy who's a game breaker. Here is my quick interview with Brandon Cooks. Here with Brandon Cooks. Brandon, can you tell me about the importance, the significance of Psalm 144:6 to you?
It's just one of those things that, you know, I came across reading my Bible. I read it all the time, but for some reason when I read that, it kind of stuck with me. You know, kind of just felt like, you know, it was natural for what I'm doing and playing this game and just in life, period. And saying, send forth lightning, scatter the enemy, shoot your arrows and rout them. It kind of just stuck with me. It was one of those things that the Spirit told me to grab hold of.
How does your faith help you just throughout your journey in the NFL and whether you have success or failure?
I think just, you know, continue to fight the good fight and standing firm no matter what's going on. But it's also another opportunity to glorify God in such an amazing platform and not forgetting where my blessings come from.
Thanks, Brandon.
That was Brandon Cooks, and it was a really quick interview because he had a run off at that time. He obviously would have sat there and talked. If you check him out on Twitter, at Brandon Cooks, and it's Brandon with an I-N, he is constantly putting up verses. He is posting inspirational messages up there. Faith is a big deal to him. It is a strong part of his life. So it was a good opportunity to get a chance just to briefly chat with him, and we'll probably be able to do a longer, more extensive interview with Brandon somewhere down the line. But when we come back, we're going to talk to Casey Phillips. She is the Tampa Bay Buccaneers team reporter. You are listening to Faith on a Field Show presented by Eastern University on 610 Sports ESPN Radio.
If you shake hands with difference makers around the world, you'll meet alumni from Eastern University in every profession. Our courageous graduates are CEOs, mayors, social entrepreneurs, and Pennsylvania Teacher of the Year finalists. What makes the difference? Eastern alums have been shaped by a powerful combination of academic excellence, Christian values, and professors who truly care. Join our influential community online in Center City or on the main line. Visit eastern.edu/courage.
Hi, I'm Rob Motti. Every day you listen to the news, but how is that news affecting your financial world? Will an upswing in Asia affect your retirement investments? Will a drought halfway around the world dry up your income? You might not feel the immediate effects of every world event, but you do need to keep a close eye on your finances in these times of change. Rick Santella can help you do that.
Thanks, Rob. Hi, I'm Rick Santella, a financial advisor with Morgan Stanley. I'm right here in the Philadelphia region, and I have more than 35 years of experience and the resources to help you keep moving forward. Asset allocation, retirement planning, wealth management, these are all areas I can help you stay on top of.
To make an appointment with Rick, call 215-854-6018. That's 215-854-6018. Meeting with Rick Santella could be the most important event of your day.
Asset allocation does not guarantee a profit or protect against a loss. Investments and services offered through Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC, member SIPC.
And welcome back to Faith on the Field Show, presented by Eastern University, 610 Sports, ESPN Radio. I'm Rob Motti with Doug Horton, and Pastor Robert Pinkney is in for Pastor Kyle Horner, who is out somewhere doing a mission trip that we could talk about when he gets back. But joining us on the phone now, live from sunny and warm Florida, one of my favorite cities in the world. I spent the past month of March down there, and I wish I was still down there. She's in Tampa. Casey Phillips, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers reporter for the team website. Casey, thank you so much for being on Faith on the Field Show.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. I'm excited.
Casey, your Twitter bio says, love Jesus. And I love that boldness for Christ. It's something that I preach about consistently. It's not rare among the athletes we cover in sports, but it's kind of rare in the media to be so bold about our faith. Tell us about your willingness to share your love for Christ on social media and what that means to you.
Yeah, I think it can be a fine line to walk with journalists because you're sort of told to not have public opinions about things. But I think people understand that journalists are people too, and by me saying who I am and what I stand for doesn't actually say anything about anyone I'm covering or anyone else's thoughts or opinions. It's just, hey, this is who I am. And people increasingly want to identify with who they're listening to as a journalist as well, of knowing that we're humans, we're people. They want to see not just our coverage of others, but social media has allowed people to get a glimpse into your life and into your heart, and they want to know what makes you tick. So I think that it's actually been really great putting that out there. I've gotten a lot of positive feedback from people when they get on there and they say, oh man, you know, I thought I saw something different about you in your reporting, which is honestly the greatest compliment I think a Christian can ever get, is that someone is already suspicious that you would be a Christ follower before they saw something like that in a bio. So for me, the Twitter bio is more of just a confirmation I try to use. I'm hoping that it doesn't take reading my Twitter bio for people to see that about me. It just confirms suspicions that they might have already had when they see that I just try to go about my life and my work, both personal, professional, everything in a little bit different way.
Yeah, they could truly see it in the way you walk your talk. And it's not about just posting on social media, because a lot of people, anybody can post on social media. They could share Bible verses. They could say whatever they want. And if they're not walking that talk, well, then you're going to be a contradiction. But can you tell us, Casey, a little bit what your journey's been like with the Lord? Did you grow up in the church? Was there a conversion for you at some point? Was there a big aha moment, or has it been a gradual process?
Yeah, it was actually a little bit of both, which was awesome. I was fortunate to grow up in an amazing church and was in every single role at that church, whether usher, acolyte, greeter. I mean, I was thrown in all of it, the Sunday schools, the youth groups. I was definitely that kid. But I also had an aha moment when I was a freshman in high school. I went to a youth group saying that it was the first time I heard contemporary Christian music. The church I grew up in was a little bit more of a hymnal type place. And I heard a song just talking about the idea of God's love being so personal and intimate and huge. And it just really hit home for me that this wasn't something that I just could recite the words of, yeah, Jesus died for my sins. It became a thing of, no, for my sins, for me. And somehow music has always been the thing above anything else that allowed me to connect. And so when I was about 14 or 15, that freshman year moment was the huge aha, and never looked back, never turned back since. And it really just has continued to grow everywhere that I've moved, every new job that I've taken. It's just a further deepening of it, of realizing it's the same God in every job, in every state, everywhere you go. It's the same God, and that relationship can just get bigger and deeper. It's not a reset each time you go somewhere new. And yeah, so for me, it's been about half my life now, which is pretty exciting.
Hey, Casey, this is Doug. You know, a lot of times when we talk to athletes, we have an injury or we have some sort of failure or a trade that really kind of changes their life and gives them perspective, as opposed to the successes that they continue to have on the field. You had a torn ACL at one point in your life, and that kind of shaped your career. Could you just talk a little bit about that and how dealing with that injury refocused your faith and set your career?
Yeah, it was pretty incredible, actually. I was about to finish school, and God had just opened up so many doors in my career and made it incredibly clear to me that I was supposed to be a sports broadcaster. I got my first internship when I was 17. I actually got two of them at the same time, getting to work for the Dallas Mavericks and Fox Sports Southwest, which makes no sense. I call it my Gideon moment of the taking the least qualified and giving an opportunity where I am forced to know that is God doing it and not me. So I'd done, you know, just several internships through college, worked so hard every summer, and now I'm finally about to graduate and get a, you know, real person job and get paid for it, which was always exciting. And I tear my ACL 2 months before I'm about to finish my master's degree. And now I am literally physically incapable of going to get those jobs as a reporter, especially early on. You're carrying your tripod, your cameras, all of that. And I really had a moment of, like, questioning God, if I'm brutally honest, of like, man, God, I really felt like you had shown me this is what I'm supposed to do. You'd open all these doors, and now it's finally time for me to do it. And it feels like you just slammed it all shut. And we had some discussions, which is more me talking at God, which is unfortunately a thing that happens a lot of times when we get frustrated. Instead of letting it be a conversation, I was asking him why over and over again, but not actually giving him time to answer. And then I, you know, just ended up taking a job with Disney that was more of a PR job and a desk job than broadcasting. And I was really worried that was it. My career was over before it started, because in broadcasting, if you're out of it for very long, that's it. And I was really worried about it. And then it turned out while I was there, a whole new outlet was opening up for broadcasting, that working for teams, because at that time, social media, websites, all of that were just hitting their stride enough that it merited having its own reporter. And so whenever I was at Disney, was all of a sudden this job came open with the Wizards in D.C. and getting to cover just the NBA. I'd always been a basketball player. I mean, this was my dream. This was incredible and a thing that I thought was just unheard of before. And I applied, and over 300 other people applied. So again, I'm thinking, I'm not getting this. There's no way. And then I got the job, and of course, they told me every other person who applied had broadcast experience. You were the only person who also had the PR and marketing and social media experience that I had gotten at Disney. So the whole reason my career got off to the trajectory it did was because of the very thing I thought was going to end it. And all those times that I was questioning God's timing, his provision, his goodness, essentially, when you question those things, that's what you're doing. You're questioning his goodness and his presence in your life. I got to see in that moment that my way was nothing compared to his way. His ways are higher, you know, his thoughts and everything about his timing and his plan is infinitely better than ours would be. And that was, to me, one of the most important lessons that has stuck with me ever since then, is no matter what you have going on in your life, when it's not going how you think it should go, mm-hmm. it is inevitable that God's way is going to be better than whatever you had thought when you had your perfect little plan lined up.
That's awesome.
Well, that is awesome. That's and great. So God's continued to shape your life and draw you closer to him. And I think I had seen that you had just preached last month and given your first sermon. So tell us about that a little bit.
I did. That was such a cool experience. And again, just God's plan all working together. It's a really crazy story. I grew up in Dallas. And
now, were you a Cowboys fan growing up?
Yeah, we don't want to talk about that.
We don't. We know. We just. We do. You know.
Casey Doug is a diehard Eagles fan, so it was tough trying to rein him in. All season.
Well, we talked about God first, and then we'll go back to that. So we screened you appropriately.
Yeah. Now that you're going to make everyone in Philadelphia hate me, you know. My youth pastors from Dallas ended up moving to a church out here about 30 minutes outside of Tampa years and years and years ago. But we had stayed in touch for this whole last essentially decade. And then I ended up taking this job in Tampa. So we were able to reconnect, and they just planted their own church within the last year. And so they decided, they were like, hey, would you want to come preach for a weekend? We got a Saturday night service and a Sunday morning service. We'd love to have you preach both of them. And I was like, wow, that's a big responsibility. And everyone was laughing at me that I speak in front of, you know, 50, 60,000 people in our stadium all the time. And I'm on, you know, TV and radio reaching all these audiences. And I was more nervous to do a sermon in front of a few hundred than those. And it wasn't the number of people. It was the idea of the weight of God's word, that if I mess up in the stadium, maybe it's a little embarrassing to me. But when you're tasked with preaching God's word and trying to speak into someone else's life, I was like, man, this is a serious thing. But thankfully, you know, they asked me to share my story, and you know, I know the answer to that. I know what my story is. And so I shared a little bit about what I just told you guys with my ACL and the internships, and was able to really just share what God has done in my life. And I think a lot of times we can get a little intimidated with the idea of evangelism and sharing who God is. But really, it's just about sharing who God is to us and what he's done in our life, because the testimony is something that no one else can argue with. You can get into debates about doctrine or about theology with people all day long. But when you say, I was here and then God put me here, I had this going on in my life and then God did this for me, people can't really argue with that. So I got to just get up there and say, this is what God has done for me. This is what I've learned through it. And this is what it can mean for your life. And it was one of the most fulfilling and rewarding experiences I've ever had. And I definitely hope it's not my last time to get that opportunity, because there's something special about getting to share, whether it's with one person, hundreds of people, thousands, sharing what God's done in your life will never get old.
Hey, Casey, how you doing? This is Pastor Rob. I just wanted to go back to you being a reporter for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Being around a bunch of your colleagues, did they ever question you, like, as far as your solid faith in Christ? Did they ever treat you any different?
I mean, I think that I definitely get treated differently occasionally, which usually consists of someone cusses around me, they then apologize, which I've always found very funny.
That's great.
But in all honesty, I think I have been very fortunate that people don't seem to treat me too differently in any sort of bad way. I think they see something different in me, at least that's my hope. And it's been great, because it's led to having some great conversations. I had a coworker just come up to me and say, hey, I see you post all the time about your church and what you're doing. I feel like something's missing in my life. Can you tell me more about your church? And I'm like, yep, yes. I can do that.
That's awesome.
So I love that I am viewed as different in a way that tells people, hey, like, I'm happy to talk about this. I have this thing in my life that I'd love for you to have too. But I never see it be a thing where anyone has any less respect for me. If anything, it seems like they have more respect, because they've seen that I stick with it, that I'm not saying one thing. It's like what you said at the very beginning. I'm not just talking it. I'm walking it, that they see the consistency in my life. And therefore, even the people who disagree with me, they may not say that same thing about, hey, I want to come to church with you, but they respect that I live my life this way and that they know that about me. And really it's, I think, helped me have some pretty deep conversations and even deeper relationships with some of the people that I'm around than if we just stuck to, hey, you know, what happened in the game last night.
I think are the most important role for us as Christians in the media is to be ambassadors for Christ. And we really appreciate Casey Phillips taking time out to join us. You can follow Casey on Twitter at Casey Reporting and on Instagram at Bucks Reporter. Anywhere else they can follow you, catch your work. I know on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers team website. Anywhere else you want to give a shout out?
Yeah, I think that pretty much sums it up. I'd say the Buccaneers.com, that's where all the content goes. I do have a Facebook page as well that's also the KC Reporting handle. I post a lot of my stories on there. We got some fun ones coming up that are a lot of the player personality ones. So even if you're not a Bucs fan, which I know a lot of your listeners are out of the Philly area, so I'll preface it with that, that it's a lot of more personality-driven stories that I think anyone would find interesting. We love that humanity side of sports, and that's what I love being able to promote with my job even more is who these guys are. So yeah, I think those are the main ones, Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. I'd love to see some new followers on here because of this.
Thank you, Casey. We appreciate your time and wish you a ton of blessings.
Awesome. Thank you guys so much. I appreciate you guys having me on, and thanks for all the work you guys do.
Thanks, Casey.
Take care. And that was Casey Phillips. She covers the Buccaneers for Buccaneers.com, and she's got a couple Eagles who are going to, Bo Allen, Vinnie Curry. They also got from the Giants, Jason Pierre-Paul. So it's going to be a tougher defensive line.
He's got DeSean Jackson down there for the last couple years. If
he stays out there in Tampa Bay, there's talk about DeSean Jackson. You don't know what they're going to do.
They should be a good team.
Contract situation. Yeah. Jameis Winston is definitely one of the up-and-coming quarterbacks. We've seen it for the past couple of years now, and he's always going to be put in that class with Marcus Mariota because they came out 1-2.
Yep.
How about that? You got him, Mariota, then you get Carson Wentz and Jared Goff. Now you got this class of quarterbacks that's going to be coming out. You might have as many as 5 go in the top 10. But we could talk about the NFL draft a little bit in later on this month. When we come back, Doug, maybe we'll do a little bit of NBA playoff preview, a little NHL playoff
preview.
We're
going
to catch
time.
Up with Pastor Rob and see what he's been up to. You are listening to Faith on a Field Show presented by Eastern University, 610 Sports, ESPN Radio.
If you shake hands with difference makers around the world, you'll meet alumni from Eastern University in every profession. Our courageous graduates are CEOs, mayors, social entrepreneurs, and Pennsylvania Teacher of the Year finalists. What makes the difference? Eastern alums have been shaped by a powerful combination of academic excellence, Christian values, and professors who truly care. Join our influential community online in Center City or on the main line. Visit eastern.edu/courage.
Hi, it's Rob Motti. Make a difference, be a blessing is the sign-off I use every time I finish a radio show. But it's not just a cute saying or a catchphrase. These are words I try to live by. It's who I am. It's the legacy I want to leave behind. That's why Remy and I have started Remy and Rob Be a Blessing Foundation. Our passion is helping underprivileged youth and trafficking victims. Human trafficking is the second largest criminal industry in the world after drug dealing, and stats say it's the fastest growing. It's not just happening in faraway places in third world countries. Arrests have been made right here in the Delaware Valley in recent months. The victims of these evil crimes need help restarting their lives and dealing with the trauma. There's also a shortage of shelters for survivors. If you'd like to help, check out BeABlessingFoundation.com and please consider making a tax-deductible donation. Thank you.
And welcome back to Faith on a Field Show presented by Eastern University, 610 Sports, ESPN Radio. I'm Rob Motti with Doug Horton, Pastor Rob Pinckney in for Pastor Kyle Horner. We are now in episode 50, right? Episode 50, inching closer to our, well, we had our, the debut show was April 6th last year.
Yep.
So technically we're 1 year into the show, but we haven't had our full 52 because sometimes we had a couple episodes where
Easter,
we missed
Christmas,
different things like that. So we're going to technically celebrate our 1 year anniversary in episode 52.
Yep.
So we'll do that. But if you missed any of our previous shows, you can catch up. You can find us on iTunes, subscribe to Faith on the Field, download and listen at your convenience. Doug, you were just telling me you may do a social media or give out tickets, perhaps related to if you do a review on there.
Yeah, I was thinking. You know, we got our social media, Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook following up a little bit and share out some posts and some comments. But how about our podcast, which is a big deal? You know, I've been listening to podcasts in my car when I'm driving around and really enjoying some good ones. And I was thinking that if somebody goes in and writes a review, on our podcast on Faith in the Field Show. We'll do a drawing and see if we can get you some tickets for the Zach Ertz and Jordan Hicks show next Wednesday at Eastern.
So do they have to differentiate that? Like write a review and maybe at the end of the review,
we'll be able to see tickets? No, nah, we'll be able to see it.
You'll write a review
Sounds good. Over the next couple of days, then we'll, you know, good or bad, you know, we're not trying to just fluff it up a little bit. You know, we want some good input. But if you haven't gone in there and done that yet, please do that. Give us a review and then we'll kind of keep track and we'll throw you some tickets.
We've had a ton of awesome guests on the show since the start. We started off with Hall of Famer Mike Schmidt. We've had guys from the city of Philadelphia, the teams that I cover. We've had guys across the country, Clayton Kershaw, Adam Wainwright, Matt Carpenter, Ian Desmond. In football, T.O. was on the show. Kareem Hunt, Ray Lewis was on the show. So Jason Tatum from the Boston Celtics as they go into the NBA playoffs as a one seed, missing Kyrie Irving though. They're going in as a two seed. Toronto's the number one seed and they'll be missing. Actually, the 76ers almost like got so much closer to the Celtics with that incredible run they went on at the end of the season. And it's not just about the guests that we've had on the show. It's about the topics that we've discussed It's Just a Chapter. If you're going through something in your life that is tough moment, a tough time, a tough season. We addressed that with Aaron Nola in an episode somewhere. I think it was episode 25, something like that. Finding your worth, not putting your validity in what other people say about you. Kind of what I was saying earlier in the beginning of the show. When you wake up in the morning and you're looking at your social media to see who liked what and who commented what. No, rather finding your worth in Christ, finding your worth in who you are in your relationships. Be a Real Man was probably my favorite episode that we've done. And we did that earlier this year, in January, one of the first episodes we did in 2018, talking about being. In fact, we actually took that and went on the road to Iowa and turned it into a men's conference. So if you're out there and you want to bring a men's conference into your church on a Saturday, a Sunday, whenever you want to do it, reach out to the show and we could put that together. We can come down there and tell your congregation what we feel, how it is to be a real man by honoring God's codes and the courage to be accountable, the courage to be bold, just how to be courageous in your faith, other episodes. So check those out, and as Doug said, leave a review.
You know, the other thing, besides all the athletes that we've had on that have had phenomenal testimonies, we've really been blessed to have some really awesome men of God, some pastors that are really able to give us a little bit more, let's be real, a lot more depth to the biblical passages that we're talking about, the topics that we're talking about. So we go back to Phil Moser. We talk about Pastor Ted Winsley and Kyle Horner, who's with us all the time. But then we bring
Pastor Scott Foreman, who's been with us a couple times. Yeah.
So it's been really great to have, you know, even Levi Lusco, from across the country that have been on. And also Robert Pinkney. So we're glad to have them back. And I think that they add a great piece to our fandom.
Yeah,
absolutely. And keep us biblically based. So, but Robert, you got a lot of things going on that have changed.
Oh man,
over the past
since
couple
the last
months,
time
right?
you were on, God has called you to do some big things. Some Why don't you tell us things. About that?
Well, basically, what He has called me to do was start a new ministry, Abundant Life Ministries of Philadelphia. We're located at. Can I throw that out there?
Plug it.
Yeah,
plug it, man.
Absolutely. Tell everybody where it is and everything.
Too humble.
Yeah. Go ahead. Abundant Life Ministries.
Abundant Life Ministries. Mm-hmm. We have 426 East Allegheny Avenue.
Okay. What time is service?
Service is at 11 o'clock on Sunday mornings, and God has been blessing.
What's your website?
My website is my website is me.
Well, the church website.
They're still working on it.
Hey, opened your doors in March,
right? That's good to know.
They opened their doors March what? March 4th.
Yes.
So maybe somebody out there can help you put that website
together. Okay, so what's the website?
RobPinkney.com,
right? All right, RobPinkney.com.
Yeah. But it's been a blessing, and I definitely thank you guys for your prayers and your support. Rob, you know, you couldn't make it down there, but you was in sunny Florida at the time.
I owe you one. I'm going to come down there. That's for sure.
But it was great, man. We had our first Easter service. Mm-hmm. We allowed the kids to come in and make their own Easter baskets because, you know, sometimes as a child growing up, you get an Easter basket, you have things that you don't like. You have to, you know, and I gave the kids a challenge. I asked them, I said, what's your worst candy? Like, what is your worst candy?
Yeah, that might be somebody else's favorite candy. Well, you know, they like the gummies versus the chocolate.
Hey,
you know?
Man, listen, my worst is the Peeps. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and that's like a big Easter thing. Yeah. I
love a peep. I love a peep. I'll trade you jelly beans for a peep.
Oh, well,
so jelly beans. Is that a good trade?
Licorice is terrible, too.
Oh, yeah, licorice.
That shouldn't even be considered candy.
Yeah, that's a punishment.
I'd rather get mouthwashed than licorice.
And there's different jelly beans, too. You know, like there's Bobo jelly beans that are out there, too. Those aren't good either.
So you are, you opened the doors to Abundant Life Ministries right down there. And that is an area in the city that can use a revival.
Yes, it can.
That can use someone like you to go in there and spread that word and be impactful. What is the next step? Mm-hmm. What do you feel is going to be the next step in your trying to build this church, trying mm-hmm. to build a congregation, trying to bring people in there? Do you see you guys going out there? And I know you do a ton of things in the community.
Yes.
And you tell me some of those stories. You have a lot of relationships because you were the Phillies chaplain for so many years. How tough was it for you to walk away from that?
You know what? It was real tough. Mm-hmm. It was real tough. Because it was me fighting against God.
Okay.
And you know, that's a real fight.
Yeah.
And 10 times out of 10, you're going to lose. But it was me fighting against God because I was like, no, God, I'm comfortable in this. I like this. I'm doing what I want to do. Mm-hmm. And this is where I want to be. But God said, no, this is where I want you to be. I did a lot of things in that area. And then I didn't know that God was calling me in that particular area. Because I went down there and I was giving out food and giving out clothing and stuff to the people that was out in the streets. And then God just smacked me upside the head one day and said, this is where I want you to be. And then I said, well, God, make it plain. Make it plain. You know, God gave us a building that we're renting at dirt cheap.
Wow.
Dirt cheap. And he opened up the doors and now we just celebrated, like I said, a month last Sunday, mm-hmm. we're actually having another clothing drive on the 22nd of April. We're collecting women clothes, women's shoes, men clothing, toiletries, everything so we can give out. We go out there on Kensington and Lehigh Avenues, Emerald Street. It's a place they call Tent City mm-hmm. where people are mm-hmm. actually living out in tents. Families, people that's strung out on, what's the drug, opioid mm-hmm, or whatever. Right. But we want to be in that area where there's much needed help at. So that's the type of church that I want to be. That's the type of church that God placed on my heart to help the community, help people out there.
Mm-hmm. When is that again? When can we, if anyone listening, I got a ton of clothes that I'd like to empty my closet from.
Oh, man.
I would like to bring it on out there. So let everybody know what they could do, how they can contribute, where they can go.
They can contribute. I will have something on my Facebook page mm-hmm. Later on. I could be reached at Rob Pinckney, RobertPinckney. They can come. I can pick it up. I have a deacon that can pick it up. If you have clothes... Nice. Bring it on.
Nice, man.
And that's what, April 22nd?
April 22nd is the deadline.
You take it on out there. And I like what you were saying about how you were fighting against God.
Yes.
You know, God had this plan for you, but a lot of times we have our own plan for me, right? And we start to fight. We know he's trying to make a difference. He's trying to... persuade us. He's trying to call us to go down a path that may be a little uncomfortable, that may not be something that we're used to, that may not be what we want to do, but ultimately that is his plan and we have to go through with it. We have to follow through with it. We started the show off talking about our theme today is mm-hmm. shooting arrows and we based that on Psalm 144:6, which was Brandon Cook's, our guest, his favorite Bible verse, send forth lightning, scatter the enemy, shoot your arrows and rout them. And in that, King David is calling on God to help him with the stuff he's dealing with at that period of his life. And he's brazen enough, he's audacious enough to call on the Almighty to intervene in a mighty way. And that's something that we can all do if we have that faith. If we have enough faith in God, if we put all of our trust in him, all of our hope in him, if we're always thankful, if we're always grateful, whatever it is, big or small, I can't emphasize it enough. A lot of times we think, well, that's too small to, I used to be this way. Yep. That's too small to bother God. Yeah. I don't want to ask him about this because I want to save my ask for a bigger thing.
Save your arrows, right?
You know? Yeah.
Save your arrows, right?
You want to say, yeah, I only got this one arrow I want him to shoot. So I'm going to save it. No, God's got an endless supply of those arrows.
Cool. That's a good thought.
And he can keep coming out there, and he can keep firing those arrows. You don't have to save your ask. You can go to him constantly, consistently, all day long.
You know, we'll pray for Robert. Now that you're done fighting with God about it, and you're all in, as we've talked about before, being all in for God, you know, we'll pray that God shoots his arrows to Allegheny Avenue and just creates more opportunities for you. So it's
scatter
great to have
that
you
enemy,
back.
Man.
That's right.
Scatter that enemy, because as you're building this, I'm sure there's going to be struggles along the way. Yes. There's going to be obstacles. You said he cleared a lot of them, right?
Yes.
You got the building, you got the lease, you got everything.
Yeah.
But things are going to happen along the way.
Mm-hmm.
Troubles are going to come, and you need him to send forth that lightning to scatter that enemy.
Yes.
So we definitely have to keep you in prayer, and we encourage everyone out there to keep Pastor Rob in prayer. And it is Abundant Life Ministries. Give that address again one more
time. That is 426 East Allegheny Avenue in Philadelphia, Kensington area.
Awesome. I'll be honest, though, Pastor Rob, I miss you on Sundays at chapel down there at the Phillies game. I was there for Jake Arrieta's debut last week, and he pitched on Sunday. And, they have a new chaplain, and he's going to do a great job with those guys. And it's great that you had an opportunity. I haven't met him yet, I miss my Pastor Rob down there on Sundays, get my big man hug
on
a Sunday and get that day started right.
Yes.
So, Doug, you know, this is going to be your time because you're dying to talk about the Masters. I didn't watch it.
I'm not a big golf guy.
If you gave me the option of watching paint dry versus golf,
paint dry.
I'm with you. I might watch paint dry. I mean, you know, Tiger Woods got me interested enough this past weekend to say, well, how did he do? That's like, it was after the fact. I was like, how Tiger do? I don't care who won. I don't care how it went. How Tiger do?
I wasn't paying attention to it. You know, it happens Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I guess that was the big thing. I'm trying to educate my girl. My girls are actually getting more into sports.
Okay.
You know,
so you're choosing golf? It was
a beautiful Sunday afternoon to you know, fall asleep on the couch halfway through. But there's a lot of cool things that were happening. So my wife was, you know, my wife Chris was there watching it with me while I had it on TV. And Jordan Spieth is making this huge comeback. So he's 9 strokes down. So we're kind of just watching and kind of looking at how they score it. The girls are asking questions about it. And it was just entertaining. You know, first of all, it's beautiful, right?
Yeah,
down in Augusta.
The Masters.
Augusta. Yeah, so it's absolutely beautiful. And there's a little bit of drama, you know, guys hitting long putts and hitting these shots. And
Sergio Garcia had he shot around 13, right? That was at the Masters, or was that?
You know, don't ask me questions about it. I mean, like, you're getting a little bit too much. I'm only watching the very
end. I'm paying attention.
I'm watching Ricky Fowler come back. I'm watching Jordan Spieth go from 9-under to come all the way back and just miss a putt at the end and hit some great putts. You know, I love this one shot where he hits this long putt and he looks at his caddy and he's like, are you kidding me? Like, it's amazing that it went in. So it was just pretty entertaining. But my wife turned to me at the end. She goes, you know, I kind of enjoyed that. That was actually kind of fun. You know, it was laid back. It's not as intense as, like, you know, watching football.
Okay.
And I'm like, nobody talk, nobody do anything, and I have rules, and people can't eat and can't sit and do
during
all this
football,
kind of
stuff. Huh?
Yeah, you know, it's a.
In golf, they're not allowed to talk out there. Sergio dumped 5 balls in the water.
Oh, that one. Okay, yeah. That was early on, so he was out. So,
okay.
But you know you're not allowed to have cell phones on the course? You have to check your cell phone.
Of course.
When you go out there. So it's, I don't know. I'm not a huge golf fan, but it's it was pretty exciting.
Now, is that the one where the guy broke his foot?
He did.
He had
a dislocated ankle. He was like walking backwards, dislocated his ankle, and then continued to play.
Dislocated his ankle like Ronald Darby did in week 1 for the Eagles.
Exactly. And then he got up against the Redskins. There's actually a great video on it.
How did he continue to play, Darby was out for like 9 weeks?
He's a golfer, man.
Come on now.
I'm not going to talk. So Ryan's seeing it. Ryan's behind the glass talking. It was huge.
Yeah,
but it had to be a different. You know, you're an athletic training background. It had to be a different degree of dislocation, right? Couldn't be exact. Ronald Darby was out for 9-10 weeks.
But I think did he pop it back in place?
Yeah, he popped his own ankle back in place.
He did it himself.
He did
it.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then continued to go. But listen, I mean, the demands of standing
golf ball, I like it,
are a little bit different than backpedaling and turning and twisting.
Obviously, it's not like playing in the NFL, but
that's pretty legit, right?
It's incredible.
So it was interesting. I honestly, the one reason why I enjoyed it was because my girls are asking questions and my wife was getting into it. And, you know, it was a nice, relaxing time and, you know, a little bit intense at the end. But we'll check it out. So that's my golf for today. But, you know,
so you can't analyze Tiger's game and tell me if he's going to win a major.
I'll look
at
his biomechanics and everything and kind of analyze the swing and see how he's doing.
How did he finish? I didn't even pay attention to how he finished. I asked and I don't remember.
He almost didn't make the cut the first day.
He almost didn't make the cut. Well, you know,
follow Jordan Spieth. Jordan Spieth's a pretty legit golfer.
Let's get into sports
awesome.
That we actually pay attention to.
We'll change
to.
It. So it's playoff time, right?
Sports that are actually something that is more exciting for me, and that is the NHL and the NBA playoffs. And the NHL playoffs, it's so different.
It is
hockey
different.
And
yep.
basketball is so different. Because in basketball, you could really look at it and go, it's always the top seeds who are going to end up in the finals. You don't see a 7 or an 8 making it. Whereas in the NHL, there's always somebody 6, 7, 8 always sneaks in there. Last year, the Predators were an 8 seed, made it mm-hmm. all the way to the finals. This year, they're the number 1 seed. They win the Western Conference. And they go out and bring Mike Fisher back in the middle of the season, bring him back out of retirement. So when everybody's making their trade deadline deals, they go out and bring their captain back, Christian Guy, who we should have on the show at some point. So I'm gonna stay in the NHL real quick and go, well, if the Predators 8 seed last year, they bring Fisher back, or 1 seed, I'm gonna go in Nashville out of the West. And in the East,
Tampa.
Tampa's like kind of my when I'm down in Florida for that month. Because I don't root for teams in Philly because I covered them all. But down there in Tampa, I'm like, you know, I keep trying to get the girls and Remy to want to go to a Lightning game. And she's like, no, I try to get them to go to a Rays game and doesn't go. But there was a time out there when I was wandering around near the beach somewhere and I was freezing cold. And I went into one of these shops to buy something. And it was the first time I purchased any team merchandise in the past 20 years. Wow. And it was like a Lightning shirt. Like, you know,
wow.
You wore a Lightning shirt?
I wore a Lightning shirt that day around the beach, right? He's like, you're never going to wear that again, are you? I'm like, no, but I'm freezing right now. So if I'm going to buy something, I'm here in Tampa, I might as well get this Lightning sweatshirt. So it was cool. Lightning they're going in as the one, but, you know, I'm going to have to go with somebody in the middle of the mix. I want to pick the Flyers to upset the Penguins, but their goaltending is...
Yeah.
It's always been the problem with the Flyers. Goaltending is such a question mark that it's to dethrone the two-time. I think for Flyer fans who've been waiting for a Stanley Cup for like 40 years now, if they beat the Penguins and dethrone the two-time defending Stanley Cup champ, it'll be their cup, right?
It'll be the cup.
They win that one, they go on and they get deflated. The Bruins are were right there with Tampa Bay as one of the best teams in the East. Washington's always a team that never has enough to get to the finals.
But they got superstars, so they could always carry them.
You
get that hot goaltender in hockey that can basically
you
carry
need.
You through the
That's
playoffs.
Why if you're a 7 or an 8 seed, you could do it. I'm going to go Nashville. I'm going to go Boston, Ooh. And I'm going to pick Nashville to beat the Bruins. What do you got?
So I'm going to go the Capitals. So I think, you know, Ovechkin when he starts, I think he has to get in there at some point. And, you know, obviously Nashville is a great pick out of the West. But Rob, you are correct. I'm pretty impressed with your hockey knowledge here. That's almost impressive as my golf knowledge
playoffs,
there as we start going through there.
I'm Mr. Hockey. I can't wait. This is when I pay
attention.
Playoff
hockey is phenomenal, right? I mean, it's
the overtimes
are
so much fun. There's so much tension.
It's kind of like the NCAA tournament at that point, right? So they continue to go. And
were you a hockey player?
Me, no, I'm not a hockey player. But I, you know, I went back when, you know, in Philadelphia when they had like Eric Lindros and John LeClair and getting to some Stanley Cup.
I was covering him on a daily basis for those years.
Those late 90s?
I started in 2000 and 2001. Yeah. So I was there for Lindros, that whole run with the concussions.
Yep.
And he comes back and Stevens knocks him out and ends his career and all of that. I mean, that was some compelling hockey drama back then.
Well, I went
then.
To game 2 of the Stanley Cup when the Flyers played the Detroit Red Wings, although they lost the series 4-0.
That was in 97, but, right?
Yeah,
my brother got married
that was
game
pretty,
1.
Pretty sweet. So
you're going Capitals?
Capitals and Nashville.
Capitals, and who's winning? You got to pick a winner.
I'm going to go with Nashville.
Oh, we both have the same team. All right.
I'll go with Washington.
No,
I'll go with Washington.
No, I'm not.
Listen, I'm going to break the trend. I'm going with the Flyers.
Oh, ooh. Pass the rest. So you got Nashville over
Flyers. We need somebody to do that. That's right.
you're going to go Flyers reach the finals?
I'm going with the Flyers. They're going to ride the wave.
And they're
going
to win it all?
The Philly wave.
Oh.
You know?
Whoa.
Wait till we get the NBA.
Man.
All right, so you got Flyers in there. Quickly with the NBA, who are the Flyers playing?
The Flyers are going to beat the Nashville Predators.
All right, so we all got Nashville, but you got them losing. NBA, like I said, you know, you look at it, it's always
LeBron,
Golden State, Houston, and James Harden and Chris Paul this year. But the 76ers have a legitimate chance to dethrone, and they beat LeBron without Joel Embiid in one of the best games in the NBA last Friday. Boston's being hurt, but losing Kyrie Irving's a
big loss
for the Celtics. Toronto goes in, a lot of depth, number one team in the East. But I feel the way that stacks up, Toronto has a chance to get knocked off by Cleveland, setting up a Cleveland-Philadelphia Sixers, Cleveland, NBA, Eastern Conference Finals.
Because Philly beats Boston I never picked
the Philly teams, right? I didn't pick the Eagles to beat the Patriots. Picked them to reach the Super Bowl, but I had New England. Doug, I'm going to
Don't pick them, Rob. Don't do it, Rob.
I'm going to go Sixers and Houston Rockets, and the Rockets beat the 76ers.
Wow.
Quickly, we have 2 minutes. Harden.
So, all right, well, I rode the Eagles wave the whole time, too, and we picked them to beat the Patriots, even though you did pick the Patriots. So I'm going to go Philadelphia-Golden State. I think that would be a phenomenal final.
Who's winning?
Honestly, I'm going to predict that there's going to be some sort of injury that's going to change things, so I'm going to get real in-depth. And I think
Steph Curry's been iffy.
I'm going to go Sixers.
You said you weren't going to be a homer, and here you go. I'm not going to be a homer. He picks the Sixers to beat the
Warriors. I didn't talk about them the entire time, but that doesn't affect my
pick. I'm not going to be a homer.
Even though the Sixers are number one in the power rankings right now.
All right, what do you got, Pat?
I'm going facts.
As a diehard Sixer fan that I am, I think it's going to be Golden State and Cleveland again.
Golden State is going to win. And then LeBron's going to come to the Sixers, right?
I don't want that to happen, actually.
Oh, that's a whole other discussion. So bring him in.
So you got Warriors over the Cavaliers. I have Rockets over the Sixers. And Doug, of course, goes with the Philly team.
Sixers beating the Golden State Warriors. So get Ryan's picks. Ryan, what do you got? What do you got on the NBA?
I can't believe you got James Harden losing.
Ryan, what do you
Rockets
got on the NBA?
All the way. Rockets, Sixers, and Rockets are just going to smoke them. Warriors are without Steph Curry, and I don't think he'll be back. So, end of story.
All right. Ryan goes with me. Rockets over 76ers. We are out of time. I want to thank Brandon Cooks, Casey Phillips for being on the show. Thank you to all our sponsors, Eastern University, Rick Santella from Morgan Stanley. Thank you to Pastor Scott Foreman, to Bree, Dakota, and Sal, our wives, Remy, Chris, and Dana for allowing us the time to be here. We look forward to having Pastor Kyle back. Pastor Rob, thank you for being out here. We can't wait to have you back with us again.
Yes.
Thank you to Ryan Lennox behind the glass. For Doug Horton and Pastor Rob Pinckney, I'm Rob Motti reminding you, make a difference, be a blessing.